really don't want to look forward to things. Just want to work hard and earn that spot.
I know both you and kind of DeMarco last year were kind of saying, you know, you'd be happy to do whatever and stuff. But was looking back on it, I mean, was it more difficult than you thought, like having to share carries, not knowing when you were going in or when you weren't going in, that type of thing?
Oh, a little bit, but I think that the coaches did, you know, a good job of, you know, getting us in there. You know, I think we both did a good job. You know, when we got the chance to run the ball and everything. So, you know, it's just, you know, kind of like this, it's a look at the draw, you know. Kind of, you know, I break some plays, he breaks some plays. You know, it just depends.
What was your reaction when DeMarco was traded?
No, I wish the man good luck. I really do. It's a business. You know, I've been in the league long enough to know it's a business. And, you know, he does too. And, you know, I just wish him good luck and, you know, for him to be healthy and have a great rest of his career.
How soon after he gets traded do you think about the opportunity that might be in front of you because he gets traded?
You know, it dawned on me, but, you know, again, you never know. You know, you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, I'm not, you know, going to try and worry about it too much. Like I said, it's NFL, so you don't know. But, you know, like I said, I'm going to work as hard as I can and, you know, just try and, you know, I guess, make the decision hard.
There were reports that you were being kind of shopped as well. What did you make of those?
Being what?
Shopped, possibly traded.
Oh, like I said, it's the NFL. You know, the coaches and everybody are going to want the best men on their team. So, you know, I'm just going to work hard. Like I said, work hard and be able to be available.
When those reports come out, do you feel the need to reach out to the team and, you know, see what's going on? And if so, maybe do they reach out to you and let you know?
I really don't read too much into it. My mom usually does, so she's the one that usually updates me on everything. But, you know, like I said, you never know. You never know, you know. So the coaches know who they think are going to be the best players on the team.
What's your mom, right?
What did she tell you? Yeah, what did she tell you?
She asked me questions. I'm like, man, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So, you know, but, you know, hopefully we know about my work ethic and you know, just me being able to be, like I said, available you know, just being around. I think that's going to be a positive note.
How long did you have that groin injury? Was that really affecting you later in the season?
I mean, I had it for a while, and I would say so, but that's all in the past now. You know, I can only look forward to the future.
You've had some injuries in your career. How tough is that? Does it wear on you mentally that you have to worry about if you're going to get through a season without getting hurt?
A little bit, you know, but, you know, that's what, you know, comes the mental toughness. And, you know, I just got to understand that, you know, it's a physical sport. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you always don't have the best of, you know, the best of seasons or being able to stay healthy like that.
What do you think of this offense, of what you know of it, and do you think it'll be one that you'll be able to thrive in?
So far, I mean, it's looking good. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I think it only can get better. It's going to be fun.
Do you think you fit in it?
I think I do, but I think I fit in all offenses, so.
Will there be more running backs doing stuff not from the shotgun or from, you know, quarterback under center, more handoffs?
I mean, it's everything's new right now, so, you know, they're just really, you know, everything's just basic, so, you know, I think when we get further into it, I think, you know, everything's going to, you know, maybe change up. But, you know, right now it's just everything is basic. It's the first, you know, veteran minicamp.
Do you look at, like, the upcoming NFL draft at all, like, and possibility that maybe they could, you know, take a running back in the first round with their pick number 8? I mean, do you think about that at all?
A little bit, but, you know, like I said, the coaches are going to want the, you know, the best men to be on the team with it, they can help win a championship. So, you know, I'm not looking forward to that, you know, but, you know, if it happens, it happens. Like I said, it's the NFL.